In today's Mass of this great solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, the Church gives us as our first reading from the book of Genesis. This is deliberate in that the Church has always seen that the first Eve that we hear about in Genesis is a prefigurement of the new Eve, Mary, who will fulfill everything that the original Eve was supposed to do, but got wrong. We read that the first Eve was created in freedom by God. She was free to choose God. In fact, God gave Adam and Eve everything they could want. Every tree in the garden they were free to eat of, meaning that they were free to partake of all the good things that God had created. They were only forbidden to eat of the one tree in the center of the garden. Enter Satan, who of course tempts Eve with a lie. Did God really say that you couldn't eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden? This is a lie. Notice, not a complete lie, in that God did forbid eating from one tree, but it was just that one tree, not all the trees. And so Satan comes and sows doubt. This is what he does. He is the father of lies and tries to draw a wedge between God and man. Sadly, Eve gives into this doubt and eats of the tree. She decides, in doubting God, that she will do her own will. She cannot trust God, and therefore, she will be in control. She will take matters, the malum, the apple, into her own hand. Enter the Blessed Virgin Mary, that young girl of Nazareth, who the angel Gabriel comes to, whose Immaculate Conception we celebrate today. Note, not the conception of Jesus, which takes place in the recount of the Gospel today, but rather that Mary was conceived without any stain of sin from the first moment of her conception. This is what gives Mary such trouble when the angel comes, and that the angel Gabriel greets her with the rather regal and majestic greeting, Hail, Ave, Kyrie in the Greek. Moreover, the angel calls her kakeritomene in the Greek, meaning full of grace. What does it mean that Mary is full of grace? It means that there can be no stain in her, because to be full, like a cup would be full of water, leaves no room for anything else. This is why we have this gospel reading today. Mary is full of grace, and therefore cannot be filled with anything else save God. We see that Mary is given the same choice that the first Eve was given. Mary can choose God or not. St. Bernard tells us that all of creation waited with longing as the question is posed to Mary. Will she accept God's plan? Will she trust where the first Eve doubted? Mary is told that she will conceive and bear a son. This would give her great cause for trouble because Mary never intended to have children with Joseph before, after marriage, or ever. She wonders, how can the plan of God, which she's been following her whole life, which was to remain consecrated to God in her virginity, how can this plan still remain intact if she is to bear a son? The angel tells her to not be afraid, that the Holy Spirit will overshadow her. The Holy Child will be conceived of God. And now Mary has the choice that Eve had. Will she trust God? Will she believe the words of God? All creation waits her answer. How humble that God, all-powerful, with his plan for all of creation, would make it contingent upon the yes of a little girl in Nazareth living in a cave in the middle of nowhere. And yet, Mary gets it exactly right where the first Eve went wrong. Mary does not say, my will. Mary does not doubt God. Rather, she says humbly, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. The first Eve says, my way. The new Eve says, "May it be done to me." Mary trusts God and trusts that the promises to her would be fulfilled. On this great day in which we celebrate Mary's being predestined for this great moment, given everything she needed to say this great yes, we realize that we too have been given what we need to say yes to God's mission for us. Will we doubt God? Do we not trust that his words to us also would be fulfilled despite many incredible obstacles? St. Luke ends this gospel encounter between the angel Gabriel and Mary with the beautiful line that then the angel departed from her. Mary says yes, and then there is silence. The angel departs from her, but then God remains. The first Eve could not remain in the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Paradise, because of her no. The new Eve, because of her yes, doesn't just remain in the garden. She becomes the new garden, and God remains in her. The angel departs from her, but God remains. I pray that this day, brothers and sisters, God may remain with you.